understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning, and hopefully a little respite at this point from the rainfall that we've been getting over the last few days. It's almost like living in southern Florida, isn't it? These showers popping up, then the sun popping out. And, you know, frankly, though, we needed some rainfall after so many dry months, and a lot of ponds were half full. The water table here was pretty low. I know the city of Marion had some concerns as we move into the fall, when we typically have a much drier period here in Crittenden County. But the latest rainfall totals, at least for July so far, right at 4 inches, you know, and that's a considerable amount of rainfall for July. Here we are just less than a couple of weeks into it. These rains that we've had over the weekend and some storms, there were some obviously roads that were impassable over the weekend because of the rainfall, particularly in the southern part of the county. Out in the northern part of Crittenden County, less rainfall. I've had some reports from some folks, about 1.5 inches out there. But down in the southern part, much more, closer to 4 inches. The Kentucky Messonet weather station, which is at Mattoon, reported 1.73 inches on Friday and 1.18 inches on Saturday. So just under 2 inches, just under 3 inches out there around Mattoon, but up along the Ohio River, a little less. Down in the southern part of the county, the tributaries of the Cumberland River were all out of their banks, and then of course water was over the road over around Crider, between Fredonia and Princeton. So you know, in a way, a lot of folks were trapped. There wasn't a whole lot of ways to get out of Crittenden County if you're going out the southern way over the weekend. Had to pick your way around anyway. So a little more rainfall predicted for tomorrow. But I think today's going to be sunny and nice, a little cooler, and we'll enjoy it while it's here. This morning we will have on the program Rebecca Woodall, who is the Family and Consumer Science Extension Agent for Crittenden County. She always has great programs, and coming up is one on caring for family members, relatives, friends who are suffering from dementia and or Alzheimer's or any of the associated diseases that afflicts many of us as we grow older. We're going to talk to her about that and this program coming up and how you can become involved, because these diseases are as difficult on the caregiver sometimes as they are the patients, and we're going to hear from that in just a moment. We'll get to a little more news after this brief message.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruse with the BP Cruse Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruse Company, Marion, Kentucky.
After all this rainfall over the weekend, you may need to call Brennan Cruse and get you some gravel to repair all those washaways in your driveway. Give Brennan Cruse a shout here in Marion, Kentucky. And if you are traveling around the region, you'll want to know that the U.S. Highway 51 bridge at Cairo continues to be closed. It looks like repairs are going to be made to that after an emergency discovery in some some issues with the bridge last week, and now it will be closed, it looks like, until at least somewhere around July 22nd. So stay tuned to any further details on that. And another transportation issue that, of course, is ongoing, Cave and Rock Ferry remains closed. And just have been talking over the weekend with some of the principal negotiators in that impasse. As you know, the ferry's been closed for over a week now because of a contract dispute. The new two-year contract was not signed by the ferry owner. It was offered by the two states, Illinois and Kentucky, and included a modest increase. I think the last negotiated price included a 10% increase over last year's operating funds, and that was declined. The ferry owner has asked for 47% increase in funding in order to operate the ferry. Based on my understanding, after, again, conversations with local leaders, it appears that this remains at stalemate. So no progress right now on the Cave and Rock Ferry. Folks, I've got some fears that this could be like it was back in 1993 when the ferry closed for about a year, and I'm very concerned. So we'll keep you posted. I continue to monitor this situation regularly, so stay tuned for any further developments on the Cave and Rock Ferry. Now, something that's coming up pretty soon I want to remind you of. We've talked a little bit about it in the last few weeks, or mentioned it a time or two, but it's really coming up on the horizon now on August 8th over at the Ben E. Clement Mineral Museum in Marion, Kentucky, and next door at Foes Hall. There will be a Hudson Mine 100-year anniversary event. Folks, if you haven't ever heard of this Hudson Mine disaster, it was an incredible rescue mission, and this was back in 1926, 100 years ago. And for 6 days and 7 nights, 5 miners were trapped in a mine. Now, the mine is down just south of Salem, Kentucky, between Salem and Pinckneyville. And it still has some remnants of the mining site. You know, that was fluorspar and zinc mining down in that area during that era. And this disaster was actually captured by national media at the time. Of course, no internet, no television back then. But the newspapers all across really the country and even the globe were fixed on this mine in Salem, Kentucky, in Livingston County, just across the Crittenden County border. So many of these individuals, of course, were from Crittenden and Livingston counties that were involved in the rescue. And there will be a grand celebration in this anniversary of the rescue at Marion's Ben Clement Mineral Museum. Andrea Clement is heading up that the organization of that event, and I'm going to try to get her on the program here in the next few days to enlighten us more about this. Again, it's a great opportunity to reflect on something that was of national scope and just a miraculous recovery of these men who were trapped and feared dead. And they got them all out with some tools that were very modern at the time, of course, but to today's standards. The more you learn about it, the more it's just a fascinating story. And they will have a number of the family members of some of those folks who were even trapped there, and a lot of folks who were involved in the rescue mission. So Again, that is going to be at Foes Hall on August the 8th. And it will not only be an anniversary of this this mining disaster, but also just a reflection on the mining industry as a whole, as it existed back at the time. And it was, you know, the fluorspar mining industry really was the driving economic engine for this area for decades. And when it was lost in the mid-1900s, things, of course, turned a great deal to coal mining at the time, but the economy here has never been the same. And there will be a great deal of reflection on that at this event on August 8th. So make plans to be there. Sounds like a grand event. We're going to take a short break and we're going to come back and hear from Rebecca Woodall.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
So I want to welcome Rebecca Woodall to the show. She is a regular almost on our program. She's always available and has so many great programs going on in our community. And just so happened this past week we had an article that she authored in the newspaper. And it's about dealing with dementia. Dementia and Alzheimer's and all of those brain type disabilities, I guess they are. I don't know. I'm sure that's not the correct medical term, Rebecca, but I tell you what, I know what it is. My father had Alzheimer's. My aunt died with it when she was 62 years old. My grandparents, every one of them that lived to be over 60 had it. So it's in my family. I'm very, very keenly aware of it. So I just wanted to have you on and talk about understanding dementia and how it affects not only the brain, but the people around. And that's really the ones that carry much of the load. So just tell us, of course, you are the extension agent for Families and Consumer Science. And part of your job, I guess, includes helping out and providing assistance for people looking for help, right?
Yes, absolutely. With Family Consumer Science, it's basically anything involved in the home, and that's caretaking, is whether it's for children or for the elderly, or even just those who are disabled. And like you, dementia definitely runs in my family. I've been dealing with it longer than I haven't, because my grandmother was diagnosed when I was in seventh grade. And then my grandma on the other side had it, and then I also had an aunt, and I'm currently my dad has dementia, so it's something I deal with every day. And in fact, I'm not alone. We're not alone, because 13 million Americans provide unpaid care for family members with dementia.
Yeah, you know, I can just start counting on, I won't have enough fingers on my two hands to account for all the people I know who are taking care of an elderly parent or grandparent or some other loved one, a friend for that matter. You know, sometimes when we outlive all of our other family, you have to rely on friends, and I know a lot of people who do that. So you have an event coming up on Friday, July 17th, and tell us a little bit about what that will be, and who should come, and who's invited.
Everyone's invited. Anyone. And a lot of times, I think because I've had some dementia caregiver classes and groups, and a lot of times it's the only people who think they should come are the ones who are dealing with it like the main caregivers, but I really encourage secondary caregivers to come as well, because one of the topics is like handling stress and finding time for you. And I know with me, I have to force that time on my mom. So I think it's important that the secondary caregivers are just as equipped to care for their loved ones as the main caregivers. It's with a lot of us are kind of collaborating on this. Kara Phillips, who is nurse practitioner at Livingston, she and I have talked a bit about doing different things, and she actually found Miranda White with the Pinar Island Area Development District, who has done a lot of trainings on this. And Kara and I both have personal hand experience with dementia, and so we really wanted to bring that to the community, bring experience, but also, you know, knowledge, because, you know, I've talked to you before about how, like, no one wants to talk about child abuse prevention and no one wants to talk about mental health. And it seems a lot of times that's the same thing with dementia. It's something nobody wants to talk about. I don't know if it's embarrassing or if it's just too emotional, but I mean, it's important. It's not going to not happen because we don't talk about it, just like I say with child abuse prevention. So it's important that we talk about it. And I've talked to friends about how with, you know, if someone has cancer or something else, people show up a lot. But I think a lot of times we don't know how to show up for our loved ones when it's dementia, or maybe it's a little more scary and, you know, we can't bring over a loaf and make it better or pie. And I think it's a good thing for even people who don't currently have loved ones to learn more about and learn how you can help those who are caregiving.
Yes, and it is a difficult situation to deal with, not knowing, you know, how to deal with certain situations, because sometimes they get angry. There's an anger issue in it, I know. And then, of course, my dad, he wanted to drive the car. And before that, my grandfather was the same way. I remember they disconnected the distributor cap on my grandfather's car. And it would just, he would go out and sit in it every morning and turn it over until the battery would go down, but it wouldn't crank. And then my dad, he gave his keys up finally after he had an accident, and you know, he didn't have it so severely that I guess you know, maybe he still had enough wits about it. No, he didn't need to be driving, but some don't, and some walk off, run off, get in the car, drive off. So it's very difficult. So you're going to talk at this event, you and your specialist that will be there, about real-world strategies that you can implement. What are some of those that you'll be talking about?
Honestly, I don't know. This is more driven by the specialist. I'm hoping to learn some things myself. But like with dementia, you do need a whole portfolio of strategies, because, you know, what might work today may not work tomorrow, or what may work this minute may not work in five. So I, you know, again, I'm hoping to learn some things from this. I'm not sure what all she'll cover, but she's been teaching it for a long time. So, you know.
Well, I'm going to pull some info here out of the column you wrote.
Okay.
Maybe help us understand. Understanding dementia and how it affects the brain is one of the topics. Managing and challenging behaviors, and that's what we just talked about. Reducing caregiver stress, and we just talked about that as well. But finding time to care for oneself while caring for someone else. So mostly those things. Well, you just covered them. Those were the things I was looking for.
Yeah.
But this is a great program, and so many people maybe don't understand that it's happening. So we hope to shed some light on that by having you on the program today and talking just a little bit about it. And this workshop will be out at St. William Catholic Church, and it's 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So it's a four-hour event. Now, do you break for lunch?
We will be providing lunch.
Yeah. Yes. What's for lunch? I may come to that.
That's Kara's field, so I'm not for sure. But you should come anyway.
Yeah. And that will be, again, Friday, July 17th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., St. William Catholic Church. And if someone doesn't have time to be there for the whole thing, can they pop in and pop out?
Yes, please. We want you to get whatever you can get from it. So if you can't be there the whole time, just come for what you can, and hopefully you'll learn something, and she'll have information too. So.
Do you have to have pre-registration for this?
we would like for you to, just so you know, we know how much food and how much supplies. You can either register with Miranda White, which is MIRANDA.white, like the color, at ky.gov, or you can also call the extension office at 270-965-5236, and we can register with her for you. Mm-hmm. Maybe easier, so.
Okay. Well, Rebecca, thanks for coming on the program today. Again, you always have so many great programs in the community. We had a picture of you in the paper reading to some of the children out at Chapel Hill Early Head Start this week. It was a great photo.
I haven't even seen that yet, so yeah. I'll have to read my print and press.
All right. Well,
one thing I do want to add, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
If you can't go, I do want, and you have no time for anything else, I do want you to know that the Alzheimer's Association has a 24/7 helpline. Mm-hmm. So whether you need a strategy or you're just about to lose your mind and you want to talk to somebody, you can always call any time of the day, 1-800-272-3900.
All right, repeat that one more time.
1-800-272-3900.
All right, there you go. Write that down, folks. All right, thank you, Rebecca Woodall.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Thanks for joining in. We will talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.